I'm Keith Peters in Washington. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson of Utah is in custody in the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says Kirk's killing is an attack on the American experiment and urges new generations to choose a different path.
This is certainly about the tragic death, assassination, political assassination of Charlie Kirk. But it is also much bigger than an attack on an individual. It is an attack on all of us. It is an attack on the American experiment. It is an attack on our ideals. This cuts to the very foundation of who we are, of who we have been, and who we could be in better times.
Cox says the Kirk assassination suspect is believed to have acted alone, and the investigation is ongoing despite his arrest. France is deploying fighter jets to Poland, and the UK has announced new sanctions against Russia.
French President Emmanuel Macron says three Rafale jets will help protect Poland's airspace and NATO's eastern flank, while British sanctions intend to target 70 vessels and 30 individuals and companies linked to Russia's oil transport and war efforts. The new sanctions come as British Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper makes her first trip to Kyiv after her appointment a week ago following Prime Minister Keir Starmer's cabinet shake-up. Poland's Foreign Minister is also visiting Ukraine's capital to discuss security and cooperation. These moves aim to counter further Russian aggression. I'm Charles DeLazes.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 273. This is SRN News. A prayer ban is under consideration in Canada, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Lawmakers in Quebec are working on legislation that would bar citizens from offering prayers in any public space. The bill is a response to complaints about Muslims praying in public, but clergymen of many different faiths are condemning it. Montreal's Catholic Archbishop Christian Lapin says the measure, quote, raises serious concerns about respect for fundamental freedoms in a democratic society. It's not clear when a vote might take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's office says one of the first doctors accused of illegally providing so-called gender-affirming care to children did not break the law. This comes nearly a year after a state lawsuit accused Dr. Hector Granados of falsifying medical records and violating a Texas ban on sex change operations for kids that took effect in the year 2023. This is SRN News. AI has become a concern for teachers.
Many teachers have shifted all writing to the classroom. Some are returning to pen and paper exams to avoid cheating. As the new school year gets underway, educators say it's clear that AI is transforming how students learn and study and how teachers teach. But it is also creating new confusion over what constitutes cheating. Students say they often turn to AI with good intentions for things like brainstorming or editing help, but sometimes it's hard to know where to draw the line. John Scott reporting.
OpenAI has reached a new tentative agreement with Microsoft and said its nonprofit, which technically controls its business, will now be given a $100 billion equity stake for its for-profit corporation. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.